Joan McBride.
Through these grandmother's eyes, I see every year that separates us. But look how close we are. My big little girl. When you're happy, your nose crinkles and your eyes twinkle. Watching you makes me feel young again. I was 5 once too, and when I look back, it doesn't seem so long ago.
Iris.
She thought she was ugly, for she was so much taller than her small and ungenerous schoolmates. Sometimes she envied them their ordinary prettiness, their mincing ways, their sweet little simpers, their tiny little voices, and she would gaze at them wistfully. They laughed at her hair, her height, her great blue eyes, and she did not know it was envy, though subconscious. She felt herself gawky and graceless and odd. When she looked at herself in the little smeared mirror above the kitchen sink, she did not see miraculous beauty or color or perfect contour. She saw distortion and did not know it was the distortion of others. It was 25 years since I climbed Mount Fuji the first time, and my 51-year-old knees reminded me painfully of the old saying, "Only a fool climbs Mount Fuji twice." But there I was at 2:35 in the morning, clinging to the inky slopes with my old friend Jerry. Only the lights, strung around the ubiquitous climbing huts, were visible, running in a crazy line to the top as we hunkered down in a cold, gritty wind. Jerry, a streetwise New Yorker, was making his first descent. And now, exhausted, walking stick in hand, he looked dangerously mutinous. The fact is, the majority of patients with a severe mental illness stop taking their antipsychotic medication within the first 6 weeks of therapy. When a patient doesn't stay with their medical regimen, your first reaction is frustration. You tend to focus on the act of refusal rather than paying attention to the reasons for it. People of all intelligence levels and with many kinds of health problems refuse to take their medication or adhere to their treatment regimen. Non-adherence disrupts recovery. 3 of the reasons why people with schizophrenia don't take their medication: side effects, a lack of education, and a lack of insight. When patients start to feel better, they mistakenly believe they can stop their medication. They assume they don't need it anymore. Nothing could be further from the truth. Prescribing antipsychotics for patients with schizophrenia is similar to giving insulin for diabetes or digitalis for heart failure. The body uses these drugs to restore functioning to more normal levels. They are not a cure. They only control symptoms of the disease.
This is the story of Tomboy.
Tomboy lived with me.
Aunt Fidget!
That's what they call me. I wear an iron hat and take no nonsense from anyone.
And where she walks, the flowers droop. And when she sings, the trees shiver.
Yeah! Fool around.
That's Tomboy.
Sticks, bent nails, broken glass holes in fences, mine with mud. I like to stomp and squelch and slither through it.
I have warned you.
Yeah.
I have warned you that I would send for...
Yeah, I know, Aunt Fidget.
Captain Najork, if you don't stop fooling around.
Aunt Fidget has done just that. And the next day, coming up the river, you could see...
It's Captain Najork!
And his hired sportsmen. They were marching into the garden.
Excuse. 1, 2. I did say 2, 3, 4. That must be me. So, there's the sport of infant.
Captain Najork was only 3 feet tall. His eyes were not like fire. His voice was not like thunder.
So... Let's wumble. Let's play.
Who's on my side?
Said Tomboy.
Nobody,
said Number One.
Now, put a lid on it and put a move on it,
said Number Four.
I'm ready. But how do you play wumble?
And the wise hired sportsman Number Three said,
Wumble is a shaky and high up teetering sort of game.
Tom was used to that kind of fooling around.
Count aside rig first. Tom staked. The hired sportsman wobbled too fast. They played too hard. Tom fooled around the way he always does.
All voices, Joan McBride.